Blog Talk Radio.
Hoping to play that a little bit longer, but Blog Talk has proven to be a pain in my ass. And for this episode, it's only going to be 15 minutes live, then it's going to go over to a preview, you know, after that. But I don't know what's going on with this, but I'm not very happy with Blog Talk. I wanted to do a show based on what time it is. And if anyone's been paying attention to anything going on this week, everybody at this point should know that there's something going on. You know, with the seizure of the internet, you know, that's full-blown communist state, and not many people realize it happened. This issue with the 556 animal, you know, I posted something on my Facebook page earlier this week, and a pretty intelligent fella that I've known for a while, you know, puts on there, well, my 556 shoots this type of animal better anyway. Well, just because it doesn't involve you today, it doesn't mean it's not going to involve you tomorrow. He's just picking apart certain things he didn't get his way with, and he's pressing forward on them. The other thing is, I do have a little audio thing I want to play from Howard Zinn. It's actually Matt Damon that's talking on it, but Howard Zinn is an historian. If you guys don't know anything about him, I might be doing a show on him next week. But let me go ahead, since we're short on time, and I want the live listeners to at least hear this part, let me go ahead and play that for you. And this is Matt Damon on a Howard Zinn speech from the 1970s.
I start from the supposition that the world is topsy-turvy, that things are all wrong, that the wrong people are in jail and the wrong people are out of jail, that the wrong people are in power and the wrong people are out of power, that the wealth is distributed in this country and the world in such a way as not simply to require small reform, but to require a drastic reallocation of wealth. I start from the supposition that we don't have to say too much about this, because all we have to do is think about the state of the world today and realize that things are all upside down. Now, if you don't think, if you just listen to TV and read scholarly things, you actually begin to think that things are not so bad, or that just little things are wrong. But you have to get a little detached and then come back and look at the world, and you are horrified. So we have to start from that supposition that things are really topsy-turvy. And our topic is topsy-turvy, civil disobedience. Now, as soon as you say the topic is civil disobedience, you're saying our problem is civil disobedience. That is not our problem. Our problem is civil obedience. Our problem is the numbers of people all over the world who have obeyed the dictates of the leaders of their government and have gone to war. And millions have been killed because of this obedience. We recognize this for Nazi Germany. We know that the problem there was obedience, that the people obeyed Hitler. People obeyed. That was wrong. They should have challenged, and they should have resisted. And if we were only there, we would have showed them. Even in Stalin's Russia, we can understand that. People are obedient. All these herd-like people. Remember those bad old days when people were exploited by feudalism? Everything was terrible in the Middle Ages. But now we have Western civilization, the rule of law. The rule of law has regularized and maximized the injustice that existed before the rule of law. That is what the rule of law has done. When in all the nations of the world, the rule of law is the darling of the leaders and the plague of the people, we ought to begin to recognize this. We have to transcend these national boundaries in our thinking. Nixon and Brezhnev have much more in common with one another than we have with Nixon. J. Edgar Hoover has far more in common with the head of the Soviet secret police than he has with us. It's the international dedication to law and order that binds the leaders of all countries in a comradely bond. That's why we're always so surprised when they get together. They smile, they shake hands, they smoke cigars. They really like one another, no matter what they say. What we are trying to do, I assume, is really to get back to the principles and aims and spirit of the Declaration of Independence. This spirit is resistance to illegitimate authority and to forces that deprive people of their life and liberty and right to pursue happiness. And therefore, under these conditions, it urges the right to alter or abolish their current form of government, and the stress had been on abolish. But to establish the principles of the Declaration of Independence, we're going to need to go outside the law, to stop obeying the laws that demand killing or that allocate wealth the way it's been done, or that put people in jail for petty technical offenses and keep other people out of jail for enormous crimes. My hope is that this kind of spirit will take place not just in this country, but in other countries, because they all need it. People in all countries need the spirit of disobedience to the state, which is not a metaphysical thing, but a thing of force and wealth. And we need a kind of declaration of interdependence among people in all countries of the world who are striving for the same thing.
Now, that's been making its way on YouTube here, or not you, yeah, YouTube, obviously, but and also Facebook. YouTube longer than it's been on Facebook. It's been on Facebook for almost a year now. I think it's actually from 2010. There's a whole ass show on it where, you know, he's not the only actor that does Howard Zinn's work. You know, he was the one who was pretty critical about Obama in 08, and he passed, unfortunately, Howard Zinn passed away in 2010. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, disobedience is the way to go, but something's got to change. At the rate it's going, I think we're all going to be forced into a situation that we're not all fond of. And that got me to thinking, if, you know, something happened today, it didn't matter what it was, you can, you know, play on it as being any event, but say if something happened today, would you and your family or your group be prepared for such a thing? I don't think I am. I mean, I'm prepared, but you know, for the instance or the things that are, I think is coming down the road where a lot of majority of people, no matter who you talk to, if they're in the Patriot community or they're outside the Patriot community, I know people I do work for in the summer who are, I guess, what most people would call hippies, they even know something's going to happen. And I'm most certainly sure that a lot of those folks that voted did vote for Mr. Obama. So what is it going to be? You know, that's the big thing, and I don't think we should all really get in an argument exactly on what it should be. I think we should all get in an argument on what we do from that point. You know, there's been a big thing here in Michigan here lately where you know, a lot of groups, and Michigan Militia has led the way on this, where they are coming together, so to speak, and I see this happening in a lot of other states. And that's kind of the whole thing with the national things. If they're going to do what you join that group to do, if they're capable of doing it, how you are you going to reach each other? You know, that was always a big thing when I was in the national thing, and I'm not saying anything critical of them. I'm just saying that, you know, if something would happen today, realistically, would you be able to get to another state? And how quickly would you be able to get to the other state? I mean, don't get me wrong, I think it'd be awesome to be a part of something like that where you have people in states that are easily and readily able to help you. But what's going to happen in your state? You know, that's my big thing here been lately is that people need to look at, you know, before they think outside their state, they need to handle the drama in their state. And you know, if something happens where they have all-out, say, revolution or all-out civil disturbance, will it be a one commander kind of thing? Would there be a George Washington that come out there somewhere? It's a better than, or at least steps up more so than others. I don't know. I know there's probably a couple guys out there that I would probably follow. Then there's a lot of guys out there that I just simply wouldn't. But who would be that guy that can motivate people? Who would be that guy? You know, Chief Kessler. And then obviously I've never been a fan of Chief Kessler. I never have. And I have plenty of issues with his people that were involved in the national group that I used to be involved in. You know, he tried, or at least he was attempting, to me, he was attempting to fill that role or be that guy. And obviously he showed his true colors and what exactly he was doing. And I think that hurt a lot in the Patriot movement. And I can only imagine the issues that happened to him. And let me, again, let me say this, probably not a guy that deserves it more. You know, he caused a lot of issues in the community and splintered it more so than it all was. You know, for those big groups, there's this, I think it's called the Patriot Unity Coalition. And it's been around, I want to say, since 2012. And a lot of these bigger groups have hopped on with that. And you can tell who they are because they'll have their emblem or a link to it on their pages or, you know, the ones, I think that's, and I don't know for sure, but I think that's one of the things that they had to do to join that coalition. I mean, obviously there was other things that they probably had to agree to, but, you know, those groups, you know, at least have taken the steps to at least communicate with one another without so much of the fighting. And that's good to see. You know, again, I've been through some stuff the last couple of weeks with a group, and although I'm most certain that they're still out there and most certainly sure that they're going to rear their head again, but so far, you know, outside the first couple of messages I got from those folks that, you know, you're always, no matter what you're doing in the Patriot community, you're always going to have an enemy. It's just the way it is. You just are. And it may be for the darndest reasons. You know, real issues, real problems can be discussed. They can be negotiated. You know, they can be handled and they can be settled. But that imaginary hurt, that bastard will hate you forever. That's just the way it is. Anyway, like I said, I had difficulty this week. Blog Talk's been giving me a hell of a problem. And even with this show, I don't know, 15 minutes is all it let me do and let me edit it after, you know, I programmed that show that way. I'm not sure what that's all about. But, again, we're not sure if this is the form we're going to go on. You know, I was pitched a couple ideas this last week from two other networks, Patriot networks, that, you know, I may go that way. They're offering a show at a pretty decent time. And, you know, Icon Media will stay there. They're still going to produce stuff. And again, I'm not sure what media we're going to do it on. But anyway, train. Doesn't help. Doesn't hurt to pray. Look out for each other. Be safe. And I'll see you next week.